So it was a big day yesterday, I think, Dave, was it? Something happened.
Something happened.
A lot of exchanges and returns and buying and selling.
Oh, transfer deadline day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's the one.
Why are you bringing up transfer deadline day?
Because now that I live with a man, I feel like I learn a lot of things, you know, that are a big deal that I never would have thought yesterday being Monday was going to be a significant day in my household.
Yeah.
But the telly was on. It was cracked up loud. There was a lot of checking.
Sky Sports News.
A lot of Sky Sports
with
News.
With the countdown.
A lot of then checking the BBC app and, you know, over and backing and random names being shout out. Random whoops and jeers and disappointment and all the rest. And I thought, wow, seems like something's going on.
Interesting.
So against
I only
your
know,
will, you learned these things.
I only know
the big things that happened. So it'd be fantastic if you could fill me in.
Well, actually, I did a bit of research on this. And for anyone who's a little bit confused about the big day that was yesterday, here's kind of the guide Emma style, okay,
oh,
of
well,
what went down in the world of football or soccer.
Football.
Football.
You guys call it football, right?
Right. I would have always called it soccer. It's not GA, it's football.
Gaa fans would call it soccer, but I would call it football.
Right. So here's one down in the world of soccer yesterday, okay?
Football.
Babes. So apparently yesterday was football's version of Zara's summer sale.
Oh, my
transfer
God.
Deadline day and the drama. Here's what went down, short and sweet. Liverpool panics dropped £125 million on one lad, Alexander Isak, like he's the last laboo-boo on the planet.
Mother of God.
Man United were given huge breakup energy, ditching Anthony, Sancho and Hoyland and rebounding immediately with a new goalie. I think they forgot about, well, karma.
What? Why did we forget about karma?
You can't be ditching people off and replacing them and rebounding that quickly.
They're awful back to players.
Bad karma, bad juju.
Chelsea, still collecting players like their Essence lip liners, sent Nicholas Jackson to Germany and bought in like three new names I absolutely cannot pronounce.
Is Jackson gone to Bayern Munich?
Apparently.
Something here today.
Arsenal were giving total clean girl energy vibes, minimal moves, but effortlessly chic. They picked up a guy named Eze. Sounds classy, we approve. Man City swapped or exchanged their goalie for a lad called Donnarumma. Great name. Mm-hmm. An exchange without printing a label or driving to a post office to return to ASOS. Ideal. Newcastle soldier man, Isak, but immediately splurged on a new guy. Treat yourself, honey.
This is horrible.
In total, the Premier League spent $2.6 billion this summer. That's like Taylor Swift's entire Eras tour by five, just on soccer players.
That is crazy right now.
That is so crazy right now.
Whoa, I learned a lot just there.
Really?
What did you learn?
About the guy who was going to get bad karma because he didn't buy an Essence lip liner.
That is what transfer deadline day is all about.
And it's less stress than trying to return an ASOS package.
Right?
Right? You heard it here first, honey.
My God.
This is Spin.